Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Dave Mattingly. President-elect Joe Biden is underscoring the experience his national security team will have when he takes office. Biden introduced a number of his cabinet picks yesterday as he called on the Senate to give his nominees prompt confirmation hearings. Each has ties to the former Obama administration. They include Tony Blinken to be Secretary of State, Alejandro Mayorkas as Secretary of Homeland Security, and John Kerry to serve as Biden's special climate envoy.
For the first time ever, the United States will have a full-time climate leader who participate in ministerial-level meetings. And that's a fancy way of saying they'll have a seat at every table around the world.
Kerry is a former Secretary of State and Democratic senator from Massachusetts. He was the party's presidential nominee in 2004 and helped to broker the Paris Climate Accord. President Trump withdrew the U.S. from that accord. Mayorkas would be the first immigrant to serve as Secretary of Homeland Security. Outdoor dining is now temporarily banned in Los Angeles County because of large numbers of new coronavirus infections in Southern California. Yesterday, a Superior Court judge refused to block the ban, which took effect last night. NPR's Adrian Florido reports.
The decision by county health officials has met with outrage from many restaurant owners who say shutting down outdoor dining could finally put many of them out of business for good. The restriction, lasting at least 3 weeks, comes as LA County sees a record-shattering surge in COVID-19 cases, more than 6,000 on Monday alone, bringing the previous five-day average up to more than 4,000 daily cases. Hospitalizations have also soared. Though officials did not directly link the surge to restaurants, they said not shutting down in-person dining could make the situation much worse. It's just the latest step officials in L.A. and across California have taken to get the virus under control. Last week, Governor Gavin Newsom imposed a 10 p.m. nightly curfew for most of the state. Adrian Florido, NPR News.
Los Angeles County is the nation's most populous. Twitter is once again using blue check marks to verify accounts on its platform. NPR's Bobby Allen explains.
In 2017, Twitter verified the account of a white nationalist leader, sparking outrage. Twitter said the blue checks were just authenticating an account. Critics said it looked like an endorsement. Since then, Twitter halted its verification program. Now it is relaunching it and will accept new applications. Twitter says it will also step up efforts to unverify those who abuse the platform, including fringe news organizations. Violations include engaging in harassment and hate speech or spreading misinformation that could cause harm. Twitter has verified public health experts in recent months to help amplify messaging about the coronavirus. Bobby Allen, NPR News, San Francisco.
This is NPR News from Washington. Protests are continuing in Guatemala after the country's lawmakers approved a new budget with cuts to social programs, including health care and education. The demonstrations prompted the country's Congress to rescind the spending plan, but as Maria Martin reports, that hasn't stopped the protests.
They called for the resignation of President Alejandro Yamatei for his handling of the pandemic and the aid effort after back-to-back hurricanes, and now for the heavy hand with which police treated anti-government protesters. President Yamatei presided over Tuesday's public dialogue, in which think tanks and business groups participated, but he said it was too late to approve a new budget. For NPR News, I'm Maria Martin in Antigua, Guatemala.
In Texas, there are reports of damaged homes and some collapsed buildings near Dallas after a line of strong storms moved through the area last night. Tornado warnings were issued for a time. There are no reports of any deaths or serious injuries. Wall Street is coming off a record day. The Dow closed above the 30,000 mark for the first time. The Dow added 454 points yesterday, or more than 1.5%. The S&P 500 and the NASDAQ each gained more than 1%. Analysts say investors were encouraged by progress pharmaceutical companies are making on an experimental coronavirus vaccine and a transition to the Biden administration beginning to move forward. Right now, Wall Street futures are mixed. Dow futures are down 29, NASDAQ futures up 37. I'm Dave Mattingly, NPR News in Washington.